This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we look forward to hearing your questions, your phone calls, 877-726-TALK this hour. We got lots to talk about nonetheless. And I'll start by talking about psychobiotics. You've heard of probiotics? Well, psychobiotics is a concept that is now working its way through the scientific literature. There was just a study in the journal General Psychiatry, which suggests that anxiety might be alleviated by regulating gut bacteria. Any of you out there suffer from anxiety? Nah, I didn't think so. No, nobody out there is suffering from anxiety. All our listeners are totally relaxed, cool, calm, and collected. Especially the ones in my hometown of New York City, right? We're chill. But people who experience anxiety symptoms, they say here in this article in General Psychiatry, might be helped by regulating the microorganisms in their gut using probiotics, either from food or from supplements. That's based on a review of 21 studies that comprised over 1,500 people. And in those studies, 14 out of 21 looked specifically at probiotics. Seven of the 21 studies looked at non-probiotic ways, such as by modifying the diet. Because after all, prebiotics, dietary fiber, that's a great way to modify your microbiome, not to mention fermented foods, things like yogurt or kombucha or sauerkraut or kimchi. These are ways of replenishing the bacteria that populate your gastrointestinal tract. And so what do they find? Overall, 11 of the 21 studies showed a positive effect on anxiety symptoms by regulating intestinal microbiota. That means more than half of the studies showed this approach to be effective, although some of the studies admittedly did not find it worked. But the preponderance of studies showed that there was a positive effect of probiotics on mood. More than a third, 36%, found them to be effective in reducing anxiety symptoms. So very, very interesting study that kind of paves the way to our understanding of what is called the gut-brain axis. And the gut-brain axis means that there is a four-lane highway going in both directions from the brain to the gut and from the gut to the brain. What happens in the gastrointestinal tract affects mood. Of course, what happens in the brain also can impact what happens in the gut. It's a two-way street. And so patients who are anxious, for example, it actually changes your microbiome. But you can influence your brain by taking probiotics that have a positive impact. And here's an item that might be of interest, because we just talked about True Niagen. And True Niagen, we had an opportunity to talk to a research scientist involved in developing the product True Niagen, which is a form of nicotinamide riboside. It's all about NAD. NAD is necessary for basic functions like eating, breathing, and sleeping, and for cellular repair. But this cellular resource can become depleted. In fact, it's been found to decline in up to 50% between the ages of 40 and 60. And that's one of the reasons I take True Niagen Pro. I take one capsule twice daily. I never fail to take it. And it's supported my energy. And I think it also has an anti-aging effect. Published research has demonstrated NAD works to increase cellular metabolism, to maintain healthy mitochondria, to promote cellular repair. And there are four published human clinical trials, a fifth one on its way. True Niagen Pro is only available through healthcare practitioners. So here's an opportunity for our Intelligent Medicine listeners. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to get yours. That's drhoffmanstore.com for True Niagen Pro. And that's the way that you can access it, through our full script medical dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. All right. Let's see if... Do we have a call? We had a call coming in. Okay. And let's take a call now from Gene. Welcome. Gene's in New Jersey.
Hi, doctor. My name is Gene. I have been a listener of yours for many years, going back to when you had a product called for Montezuma's Release. Do you remember that?
Wow, that goes way back. Yeah.
Okay, well, I took that product for my irritable bowel, and it helped. And I'm having the problem again, and I'm trying to get in touch with you and to get your product again. Is it still available? Or
no, that product is not available, but there's a new product that we've talked about recently. It's called Atrantil. Atrantil is available, I guess, in health food stores. It's available online. We interviewed the developer of that product. It reduces bloating, and it reduces urgency. So that may be something that you can find as a useful substitute. You know, sometimes this thing, it's spelled Atrantil. And that is, you know, sometimes with the passage of time, we find that things that have helped in the past, okay, they're great, but we can actually move forward and, based on new research, come up with even better, more effective products. So that is something that I might recommend to someone who experiences a lot of gas, bloating, what we call SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. Of course, there's something called the low FODMAP diet, which you can look up on the internet. There's lots of sites that talk about the low FODMAP diet. That's FODMAP. And that diet is also very effective for patients who suffer from IBS. So I'm sorry that product is no longer production, because I think that was a very 20th century thing. Something we talked about in the 90s. Thanks for your call, and thanks for your faithful listenership. All right, this item has to do with aspirin. Who should be taking aspirin these days? You know, it used to be said that anybody over the age of 55 should be taking aspirin. It was just a dictum, is that, yeah, you know, you're older, so you should take aspirin because people are older, get heart disease and strokes. But it turns out that unselective advice to use aspirin indiscriminately was wrong, because recent studies have cast aspersions on aspirin for its tendency to cause gastrointestinal bleeding in people who don't really need it for cardiovascular prevention. Surely there are people who need aspirin, people who've had strokes or mini strokes, people who have cardiovascular disease and are high risk for a blood clot or a heart attack. They need to be taking aspirin, but should we indiscriminately be telling people to take aspirin? Well, the new headline is, without heart disease, daily aspirin may be too risky. And the risk comes from yet another problem, a problem even worse than gastrointestinal bleeding, which can be catastrophic, but usually not fatal. It's the risk of intracranial hemorrhage or brain bleeds. And For the current study, researchers looked at 13 clinical trials comprising more than 134,000 adults. So it's a big survey of a lot of people. And what they found is that the risk of a brain bleed, although relatively rare, was increased 37% for people taking aspirin. Now, a lot of you are going to say, well, I'm taking aspirin. The doctor told me to take aspirin. I'm going to stop taking aspirin because I don't have a brain bleed. Keep in mind that the reason you're taking aspirin may be more compelling than the need to reduce the risk of an intracranial bleed, which is still a relatively rare event, even with aspirin. And so this is what we call the risk-benefit equation. There is a risk, and if you don't have any benefit, why undertake the risk? But if there's a lot of benefit, it's worth taking aspirin. Aspirin has other ancillary benefits. It may have a colon cancer protective effect. It may protect the brain from inflammation, which might lead to neurodegenerative disease. There are benefits to be had from aspirin, but we ought to apply the use of aspirin very selectively. And oh, by the way, there's a test, a blood test that you can ask your doctor for. It's the LP little a test. The LP is capitalized and the A is small and it's in parentheses. That blood test, or also a genetic test, can tell you if you have problems with a clot busting pathway. And it turns out that if you are someone who has a high LP little a, taking aspirin can reduce your risk of a cardiac event by 56%. So people with the LP little a gene or high LP little a, they might need to take aspirin. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And if you're looking for something to drink, you know, fewer and fewer options because we know soda's bad for you. And we know now that diet soda, artificially sweetened drinks, are actually part and parcel of a weight gain paradigm because somehow they may increase appetite or mess up the microbiome, thus destabilizing your metabolism. And therefore, what's left to drink? Well, what about some fruit juice? Nice glass of orange juice. I was just at a resort in Santo Domingo where I was diving, and it was on the European plan, so the meals were provided for, and there was plenty of fresh juice to have for breakfast. So people were having their waffles and orange juice for breakfast. They were pretty content because you could just guzzle orange juice to your heart's content. It's a tropical country. It's all fresh. So what could be wrong with a nice, fresh glass of orange juice? Well, it turns out that drinking an excessive amount of fruit juice could lead to an increased risk of premature death. This, according to research published Friday in Journal of the American Medical Association, it turns out that a sugar is a sugar is a sugar. The sugars found in orange juice, although natural, are pretty similar to the sugars added to soda and other sweetened beverages, according to the study. And so this study links drinking too many sugary beverages, even 100% natural fruit juice, to an increased risk of early death. So, yeah, and another thing is you got a kid who's got some gastrointestinal problems, maybe frequent diarrhea. Think fruit juice, because the sugars in fruit juice are not very easily digested by little kids, and high levels of fructose or sorbitol may not be tolerated. So a simple intervention, cut the fruit juice, and you can prevent diarrhea and also safeguard against a lifetime of obesity in your kid. It says here that for each 12-ounce serving of fruit juice per day, that was associated with a 24% higher risk of death from any cause. So, whoa, it's like orange juice is the new Marlboro cigarettes, according to this study. Boy, is nothing sacred? That is amazing. All right, this item on a happier note. If you're suffering from fatigue, I've got something that can help to alleviate it, along with aforementioned True Niagen. I like NT Factor. It's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or just being run down. NT Factor repairs damaged cells and supports the mitochondria. Trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it also has anti-aging effects. It's available in Pro Packs. That's a one-stop shop for all your vitamin and mineral needs, but you can also get it as healthy aging. Healthy aging is the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Find Pro Packs or Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for ProPax or Healthy Aging. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, for phone calls on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, all the talk in the news these days is about tariffs. Tariffs, in particular, directed against China, one of our major competitors in the world marketplace. And so I asked myself, could this have an impact on vitamin prices? Could we find vitamin prices soaring in the future? And the reason is that a lot of our supply chain of raw materials for not just herbs, herbal things like ginseng, obviously, come from Asia, but also many of the materials are produced at low cost in China. And that doesn't mean that you shouldn't take any vitamins or minerals or supplements that come from China. The manufacturers who purchase stuff from China do extensive quality control to make sure that the products are not contaminated or adulterated. I've seen the very stringent tests they perform before they allow some of the materials to go into products that you consume. So I asked an industry insider, and I won't name him, but he is head of one of the really big companies. He's a friend of mine. I said, is there going to be an impact on vitamin prices? I wrote, have your supply chains been affected by the China tariffs? Will there be a rise in prices passed along to consumers for certain products? Because I want to report this to my listeners. And he writes, and I'm quoting, there still is a lot of uncertainty regarding the tariffs. So far, our industry has not been affected. Potentially, tariffs would start June 1st, which could mean a real impact, but there would be a delayed impact because it takes a while for price increases to work their way through the supply chain. So the supplements that you may be consuming now may have actually been already ordered a few months ago. But the raw materials, if they're more expensive, and that happens after June 1st, that might affect the third and fourth quarters in fall and winter of this year. He says, however, in the meantime, we have other options, especially from Korea and India. And that's great because, you know, if you're dependent on one country for your supplies, you're up the creek. But it's great to diversify your sources so that you are safeguarded against price hikes. And so he says, bottom line, even a 25% increase in the cost of a raw material would have a significantly less than 25% effect on the finished product. So there may be, you know, a small increase. He says, considering all the factors, I do not see more than a mid-single-digit price increase related to tariffs as a possibility. So single-digit meaning, you know, like 5% or 8% price increase, but not, you know, a 50% increase or doubling of price. Now, interestingly, he writes, on a personal business note, I have a lot of bias on this issue. And I'm not going to go into the particulars because this is probably something that's in litigation. But he refers to a Chinese company that illegally infringed on his patent, a U.S. patent, for the production of one of their most important products. And this, unfortunately, is what the Chinese do. They poach IP. They poach intellectual property. And that's actually one of the reasons for these tariffs, is not just to make it equitable because they charge more for U.S. goods coming into China than we charge Chinese goods coming into the U.S. And that's inequitable right there. It's really subsidizes Chinese industry to the detriment of U.S. industry. But also, they steal intellectual property indiscriminately, and they don't abide by international patent laws. And so he says, because of the crazy system that exists now, we can't take action against the Chinese company. He says, quote, China has to finally be held accountable for supporting these kinds of illegal business activities. And it's not just in technology. It's not just in manufacturing. It really goes to the heart of the supplement industry. When something that's developed in the U.S. and the Chinese copy it and then undercut our prices, literally stealing our precious intellectual property, they just don't abide by any kind of international order regarding the normal regulation of commerce. So there you have it in terms of supplement prices. Let me share with you something about a product that I like for skin. You know, skin is your largest organ, and it protects our bodies and helps to regulate body temperature. It allows us to have a sense of touch. The first thing other people see, treating and preventing serious, unsightly, and at times painful skin problems has to be done from the inside out. That's what I've always said, is that smearing stuff on the skin, less important than what you take internally. That's why for over 28 years, people worldwide have experienced safe and positive results with the award-winning vitamin formula, Herpanosine Skin Support. Herpanosine Skin Support remains the number one skin supplement on the market. It utilizes the finest quality gluten-free, non-GMO vitamins, herbs, amino acids, and antioxidants. 11 powerful and proven ingredients which work together synergistically to support your skin's health from the inside out, where it counts. It's manufactured in an FDA-licensed facility. It's backed by science. Healthy skin starts from within. You can get Herpanosine Skin Support online at diamondformulas.com or by calling 888-467-4200. Use the coupon code Hoffman for free shipping at diamondformulas.com or call 888-467-4200. Herpanosine Skin Support. All right. This item, and we're going to go to the environmental scene because a lot of news about glyphosate these days. A $2 billion award to a couple, both of whom came down with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it's a huge setback for Bayer, the company that bought Monsanto, the makers of Roundup, or glyphosate. And while the focus is on glyphosate, there are other things that can be harmful to the environment. And one that has until now been thought to be innocuous to humans and animals, kills insects, is the pyrethrins and neonicotinoids. Neonicotinoids sound like nicotine. They're nicotine-like compounds. And they're actually based on natural compounds that are found in chrysanthemum flowers. And so, I don't know, gardeners probably know that if you plant chrysanthemums in your garden, it's going to keep the bugs away because they have natural insecticides that they make. But these neonicotinoids and pyrethrins are things that are made synthetically. So their effects are amped up. Literally, millions and millions of tons of this stuff is going out into the environment. And there's an article here that talks about the effect on deer. Deer who were recently autopsied after being struck by cars. Many deer had pronounced overbites, enlarged right heart ventricles, and damaged or missing thymus glands, and absence of scrota, which is the plural for scrotums. So these are like reproductive abnormalities, immune system abnormalities, cardiac abnormalities. Mutations. And it is suspected that the neonicotinoids might be responsible. They're also thought to be responsible for something called CCD, colony collapse disorder, which is killing our bees. And literally tons and tons and tons of this stuff going into the environment. Only 2 to 20% of the neonicotinoids supplied to seeds make it into the plant. And that begs the question of where the other 80 to 98% of the chemicals are going. They're going into the soil and the water. 90% of corn and 50% of soybeans in the United States are treated with neonicotinoids. And the chemicals designed to diminish in treated plants over time. Their half-life runs up to 1,400 days, which means it takes 1,400 days for the amount of these chemicals to dissipate. That's, what, 4 years? You know? And then half is left. And then another 4 years along, it's only a quarter is left. But these things linger in the environment. Feeding these chemicals to birds cause them to lose up to a quarter of their body mass, and they also became disoriented They could not find true north for weeks after being exposed. And as a result, have impaired migration patterns. Neonicotinoids are also turning up in human food. Even in some certified organic fruits and vegetables. Maybe because they actually were not really organic. Or possibly because of post-harvest contamination or just wind-carried pesticide drift. Because if you grow organic in a field adjacent to conventional, you're going to have some potential exposure to some of these harsh compounds. So, neonicotinamides, these are potential environmental hazards. And we got to be alert not just to the big-name items, things like glyphosate. Glyphosate's in the crosshairs these days. But choose organic foods, but also let's put pressure on government and regulators to keep these products to a minimum in our food supply and in our environment. It turns out, having been used literally for decades and decades, thought to be safe, we're now seeing signs of environmental devastation. And by the way, these products are also in bug sprays people normally use to keep mosquitoes away and to protect themselves from Lyme disease. They're thought to be harmless. Well, I think we got to rethink it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. A reminder, if you were unable to call this hour and you want to leave a question on our website, go to drhoffman.com and use a PC or Mac on the homepage. It'll prompt you to record a question. But we got a live caller, 877-726-8255. Our number for live calls as usual, Mary Ann in New Jersey. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you, as usual. This is actually a follow-up from a few weeks ago. Liver enzymes were high. I got them down, actually, with, I think, Rejactive Detox Liver. However, she did another test, and my hepatitis B surface immunity is low. And wanted some advice if you think I should be getting the hepatitis B vaccine. I don't know why this happened, and
well,
can
did
I
did she
improve?
Suggest that you get the vaccine?
No, she said to me, I'll be honest, she said that you don't work in a high environment.
Exactly,
in a
exactly.
Hospital.
You don't work in a hospital. I presume that you're not having multiple anonymous sexual partners using unsafe sex. where that is a risk factor for acquiring hepatitis C. You're not an IV drug abuser. You're not shooting up heroin with dirty needles.
Oh, no, this is, yeah, and this is hepatitis B as in boy.
Yeah. B as in boy, right, okay. So the main risk factors for hepatitis B are, you know, among hospital workers, you never know who's going to be coming in, and, you know, you might have a needle stick or you might get blood on you and you might have exposure. That, you know, would make sense to get hepatitis B, but just merely because you don't have immunity to hepatitis B, it's because you never had hepatitis B like the majority of the population who are unvaccinated, and you definitely shouldn't get, you know, willy-nilly an unnecessary vaccination. Look, I'm not saying I'm an anti-vaxxer against all vaccines by saying that. I'm just saying we should be a little selective about, you know, what we take on. I was urged to take the hepatitis B vaccine in the hospital, and, you know, as most hospital workers were then, I think maybe now it's even mandatory. They won't even let you work in a hospital. But they gave me the choice, and I said, no, I don't want an extra vaccine. I'll just, you know, be extra special careful. The accidents can happen, of course, and I was lucky I didn't acquire hepatitis in the hospital. Although, you know, sometimes under frantic circumstances, you make a mistake and you stick yourself with a dirty needle and, you know, you can get exposed to nasty stuff in the hospital. But, you know, that's not for you. So it's interesting. You say you had abnormal liver function and you took the RegActive and it actually helped to lower your liver enzymes?
That's what I did. And it, if you have a second, I'll make you laugh.
Sure, go.
The nurse actually said to me, you shouldn't have done that because you messed up the results because now they look good. And I'm going, but isn't that the purpose that I want them to look good?
In other words, you masked it. You shouldn't have taken that supplement because that supplement improved your liver function. And we want to see it. It's kind of like, you know, we want to see it warts and all. In other words, without any helpful intervention. Yeah, you know, your glutathione, I think, may have helped to support liver function and normalized your liver function test. And that's actually why you got all those tests for hepatitis B in an abundance of caution. You know, elevated liver function tests can sometimes indicate the presence of hepatitis C or hepatitis A or hepatitis B, which can be chronic and you may not be aware of it. And, you know, theoretically, that you have to undergo that drill, that fire drill of having a bunch of extra tests when your liver function's abnormal. And then you just, at the end of the day, they just say, oh, yeah, you know, maybe you have a little bit of fatty liver, as does about half the population. And then it's also a matter of improving diet, because to the extent you reduce your intake of carbohydrates, even healthy carbohydrates like fruit juice, you will actually help to normalize your liver function test by getting the excess fat that's stored in your liver out of there. So there you go. Thanks very much for sharing that. And, you know, while we're talking about my hospital experience, there's a new study that suggests that new doctors' DNA ages 6 times faster than normal in the first year. And that's a source of some dismay to me, because I went through the experience of internship and residency. They say that the long work hours of an intern's first year of medical residency are associated with accelerated cellular aging. And how they determine that is they looked at the telomeres. Telomeres are a way of determining how fast or how slowly you're going to age. They are like the little caps at the end of your shoelaces, and when those caps are gone, your DNA unravels, just like a shoelace that doesn't have, actually, there's a term for it. It's a good crossword puzzle word. It's called an eaglet. That's the little cap that is on your shoelace to prevent it from unraveling. Well, the same thing happens on your DNA. And it turns out that a year of internship makes your DNA age 6 times faster than normal. And they say that the effect is largest among those whose training programs demand the longest hours. And I'm kind of tickled, because they base this on a study that looks at the average weekly work time of interns as 68 hours. And 68 hours sounds like a terrible work week, but I laughed because I said, 68 hours, that would have been a walk in the park for me, because let's say you work 6 days a week, 8 hours a day, that's 48 hours. Well, and you'll mark that up, because I was working 12, 14 hours a day. And then every third night, I would have to work overnight sometimes catching an hour or two of sleep. So some of those weeks, I was working 80 hours a week. I don't know what I can do to retrieve those lost telomeres. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. Check out our website at drhoffman.com to become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Subscribe to our newsletter, download our podcasts, avail yourself of all the great information there. Have yourselves a great weekend.